Oh, hi. I'm just on break for 5 more minutes. The sign is up outside. Oh, is just gonna be a quick one? Okay then. What do you need help with? I've seen you around here a few times now. You're a pretty voracious reader, aren't you? A book you don't know the name of. You'd like to find a particular book at this time? Instead of aimlessly wandering around for a couple of hours. Well, what kind? The fiction section ends just beyond the counter there, behind me, and the non-fiction section is to your left, right there. Look where I'm pointing. Yes, right there. Wonderful. If you need any more help, feel free to come back to me. It is a quiet day, and I do like it that way. So please, if you need any more help, I'm here. I seem pretty young for a librarian. What? Is your mental picture all the ladies you see at public libraries?
Or did you think that librarians emerged fully formed as an old woman?
I'll have you know my entire family are librarians, okay? Bookkeepers and bookstore owners, and I proudly am a third-generation librarian.
So, since you're having some difficulties, I will find your book for you if you don't find it first yourself. No, shoot. Go on.
You really do need help, huh? Well, all right then. What was the title of the book you were looking for?
You don't know.
Well, that's helpful. Do you at least know the author?
No.
Well, fine. I guess I don't have anything else to do right now. But you're interrupting me from my book, so let's see if I can find yours quickly. Sorry if I'm being a little touchy. I got to a really good part in the book, and well, you know what it's like to get to a really good part and then life interrupts, cliffhanger. So was it fiction or nonfiction? Fiction, but you'd like it to be nonfiction? Okay, that seems plausible, I guess. So something kind of dark, maybe historical then? Romance. I wouldn't have taken you as a romantic reader. Most guys aren't. Me? Oh, I'm an expert on romance novels. Any kind of romance you want, I'll know all about it. And I can find it for you. Okay, follow me. I'm gonna take you right here. Our romance novels are off in their own section, apart from the really popular ones we have in front. If you were looking for them, you might not have found them. We also have a little 18 plus section curtained off by the beads right here. It does look like a hippie commune in here, and I get that the beads make it seem like staff only, but we just do it so no kids get inside. The beads clatter loud enough that we can hear it from the front desk, and kids usually aren't very quiet. What do you mean, does anyone else work here? Do you think that I man the desk entirely alone? Well, that's kind of flattering, I won't lie. But I'm not Superwoman or a book-reading vampire, and I do need sleep and breaks some days, too. Anyway, let's find your romance novel. What kind of setting are you looking for? Urban, okay. Modern stuff, cool. Oh, wait, here's a thought. What kind of protagonist are you looking for? Male? Huh, that's a little more typical. That's more male fantasy stuff over there, so big swords and sticks. Somehow I'm not that surprised. Well, they're over here.
A male protagonist who's a good provider.
I only know of a few. They're around here somewhere. few more details. Meets up in a bookstore. All right. Cute girl at the counter. Okay. And they go out on dates and fall in love? This is getting awfully... Oh, you know what? I know what this is. You're trying to flirt with me. Well, no, it's not working. And, I'm at work, dude. This is not the place to flirt. Oh. Well, that's interesting. You're open to any book recommendations from me? Anything to hear from me more often? Well, we do have an official number and a landline. I could... Well, how about that? I can certainly give you my book recommendations if that's something you're so into. Here's the first recommendation. How about this one? It's about a girl who's really flattered. Extremely flattered by all of her suitors, and yes, she has more than one. But really, she's already got a... Panicking now, are we? No, I'm not attached to anyone, you're right. It's safe to flirt with me. There's no big god coming to strike you down with a giant lightning bolt. Screw Zeus anyway, am I right? Well, how about this one? A female protagonist learns how to stand up for herself, to be a strong, independent woman, and learns to establish and enforce her own boundaries, and coincidentally gets a good man along the way. He's a good, strong man, too. He's able to give her some authority. Well, that's not the right word, but you understand what I mean, don't you? Yes, just like that. So, you want to give in to me, huh? All these book recommendations, and you like all of them, don't you? You do? Well, you know what? I think I'll let my hair down for a bit. And you know, I suppose I am still on break. I can take 5 minutes to really tell you what I like in my books.
After all, you did drive me away from the climax of a very interesting romance novel, and I'm pretty worked up already.
So I think you better make it up to me.
And do exactly as I say.
Help me reenact the scene that you drew me away from. You're going to put your hands on my waist. Harder. Grip my hips harder.
This is exactly what you wanted, isn't it?
Hold me tighter. Yeah, that feels good. And you know what? You get to kiss me. On my cheeks. Yes, one on each side.
And just... wherever you want to kiss me. Above my clothing.
No sliding your hands under. We do this at my pace or not at all.
When you're ready, you kiss me deeply.
Oh, you magnificent man. Take me against this. Yeah, no. The dialogue from that scene was absolutely ridiculous. But I don't need cheesy dialogue when I've got a man like you holding me, do I?
You do smell good, though.
Clean, just a little bit scented. I could absolutely take a very long break with you.
The smell of books and the comfort of this warm little nook among all the stacks and a lovely man.
You are lovely. I could take a very long break. There's a sign on the door anyway. It's just you and me.
Kiss me again and again and again. And then leave me your phone number, won't you? I'd love to meet up with you sometime outside, for more than just a break.
Screw the Kit Kat line, for me you're a whole ass snack.
Why don't you prove to me why you'd be a good boyfriend, hmm? With your actions, your kisses, your words, whatever you'd like, make it a romance that we'd both want to read. And I'll give you a review at the end. A library recommendation. Gold stars. Or you'd rather go ahead and prove it to me now? I could just keep telling you what to do. Or are you just the type that follows instructions really well? Well, let's see if you can follow instructions. Slide your hand under my blouse. That does feel good. You seem to know what you're doing with your hands, mister. And you're unbuttoning my blouse? I didn't say anything about that. But I am okay with it. Here, let me help you out a little. Well, am I to your satisfaction? Do I please you? I don't really care if I do or not, frankly. You're the one who has to prove himself to me. Your mouth on me? Oh, God, that's hot. Your mouth is so hot. Button my jeans.
Well, I do have a nice butt, don't I? And they are very flattering, right? A little hard to get them off at night, though. So I do appreciate your help getting them off.
If your hands happen to wander a little, I don't mind much. How about you strip for me, too?
You're reluctant to do that? Well, Mr. Romance Protagonist, you've got me alone in a private little nook, mostly undressed and undone, and all worked up for a man. Any man, really. It doesn't have to be you. But it could be you. I sure don't see any other man here. Yes, I'm all worked up already. And your kisses and the way your hands move on me.
Delightful. So, are you a voracious lover as you are a reader? Prove it to me.
But you're not allowed to get too loud. This is still a library.
But you don't want any browsers who come in here to hear us now, do you? Come on, then. Slide your hand into my panties. Just get into them and hold me tight, hold me close, so I can moan right into your ear. Please me well with your fingers and I might please you. Feel free to explore me more. However you'd like. Fuck. Your fingers are so thick. So long. Oh, God. Yeah. Touch my clit. Yeah. Good. Good boy. What was that? Oh, you like hearing that? My sweet, good boy.
Why don't you keep on rubbing? Yeah. Yeah, right there. You had no trouble at all finding... Oh, God. Fuck. You can feel how wet I was just from reading that novel. Shit. Come on, please. Please just let me. Are you hard? You are, aren't you? I'm so hard. Fuck. You know what? Why don't you get that underwear of yours off? Make sure you get up high. I'm gonna put you in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're getting a blowjob. Why are men so slow on that uptake? Look me in the eyes. Right? Yeah? Hold your gaze on me. And... No. You're not allowed to come in my mouth. I'm a good boy for warning me. I mean, after all, why come in my mouth when you can come elsewhere? Oh, you certainly twitched at that, didn't you? Come on. Slide my panties off. You can take my bra off, or I can do it if you're not good at that. Not bad. I guess I wouldn't have to train you into taking my bra off if we did make this more of a one-time thing. Normally, I like being teased a little more than this, but I'm already pretty worked up, so you're gonna have to do your foreplay while you're fucking me. I'm gonna brace myself on this chair and bend over, and you're gonna take me from behind. Line yourself up.
God, you feel good. It feels good being worked up and being worked up by a romance novel and then just being filled like this. Fuck. Shit. God. What are you doing? You've seen me read this before? A few times? And you want me to read my favorite bit of the sex scene while I'm getting fucked? Alright. I guess. This is, kind of kinky, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're going harder now, too. Fuck. Fuck, this is super kinky, but fine. Fine if it's for you. Keep fucking me, fine. Yeah, you're crazy, but I think I like it. Under his hands. Fuck. Your hands on me feel so good. So warm. Fuck. Under his hands, she felt something grow at the base of her stomach. A coil that seemed to tense up at every fevered stroke. And her head fucked me. Where she clutched at his muscled body under her grip turned white knuckled. So unfamiliar was the coil within her. Oh, fuck, God. Oh, God. And she clenched around him, fuck, and gave in to the heated urges of to move her hips on her own. Just a little, just a touch of God. Fuck. She found a... A starburst inside her, and a supernova of heat, and what felt like an entire sunrise's worth of joy. And it overwhelmed her, feeling safe and warm, and wrapped up in him, her lover, and the heat of his body, and the heat of his love. Are you... inside me, please. Just hold me. you magnificent man. fuck. You want to go for another round? You have it in you? This time, I want it gentle, though. Almost as if I was your girlfriend? Well, after a performance like that, why wouldn't I be? But this time, maybe if you read a book like that out loud, I'll do it to you. That sound good? Gold star worthy? Oh, fuck the break. It's a library. People can manage themselves. I'm taking my day off right now. No one's gonna come in here. You said it yourself. It looks like a staff-only place, right? But I think it's probably best if we're quiet. Unless you think you're good enough to make me scream. Oh, fuck. God damn it, dude!